You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When the North Bay fires began to burn, some of the first firefighters to answer the call were inmates in the California prison system. Almost 4,000 incarcerated men and women currently work in the conservation camps. It's a voluntary program co-managed by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDCR, and the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as CAL FIRE. Right now, all of them are currently deployed, aiding in the efforts to stop fires burning across the state. KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs introduces us to two men battling the Tubbs Fire in Sonoma County.
Michael Drabon's firefighting crew was in trouble before they even reached the fire.
Some trees had fallen into the road, so we stopped to clear the tree out of the road.
They were only there for 10 seconds when a giant pine tree snapped.
Somebody yelled, "Look out," and everybody scattered, and the tree came down and actually hit a CAL FIRE truck, hit a CAL FIRE captain, and hit one of the crew members on my crew, actually. And everybody was okay, but they barely dodged losing their lives.
Those 10 seconds were Drabon's inaugural moments of his very first fire. It only got worse from there.
We just drove through devastation of just houses burned to the ground and people scattering everywhere. It kind of feels like you're right in the middle of you hear as a kid what hell is like. That's what it reminds me of.
Drabon and his crew have been fighting the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa for days. When I talk to him, he's resting after a 24-hour shift.
Yeah, it's my first time being out work straight for that long, so yeah, I was pretty tired.
Inmate firefighters are trained to create a containment line, meaning they're often out ahead of the fire, clearing brush and trying to stop the flames from spreading. But they go where they're most needed.
We're all prepared for this, so they make sure we're all ready to go at all times.
They work in crews of about 12, and everyone has their own role. To my ear, all the job titles sound a little bit like secret agent names. Drag spoons are the medics. Swampers help the captain look at maps. Sawyers and polers cut down and remove shrubbery and other plants. Drabon is a Pulaski, named after the axe-like tool he uses to chop down stumps and scrape the ground clear.
It's hard, you know, it beats you up. For me, it wore me out. I'm 37, so I'm not a spring chicken, so.
Even though the work is grueling, there are many reasons why people sign up.
What you had for breakfast this morning?
We had scrambled eggs, potatoes, yogurt, some berries.
Solomon Shoemaker says the food in the camps is one reason. It's a lot better than the food in a regular prison. You get good exercise. Plus, you're not actually in prison.
I wanted off of the yard, I guess you could say. And this was a good opportunity for me. To do that.
Another benefit that the California Department of Correction and Rehabilitation likes to highlight is that this is the best paying job in the prison system. While at camp, so not out in emergency situations, inmates get paid $2 a day. On the fire line, they get paid $1 an hour as they work alongside and under the leadership of CAL firefighters. Because of a section of our tax code, prisoners' work isn't considered legal employment, so we don't have to pay them minimum wage. CAL firefighters who aren't incarcerated can make up to $100 an hour. But Shoemaker says there's a camaraderie among all of them.
They're all used to seeing us out there, so they're really cool with us. And they don't really treat us any different than they would their regular firefighters. So that's kind of nice.
This time of year is busy for firefighters. Before coming here, crews worked near the Oregon border, subduing flames that burned for weeks. And crews like Shoemaker's don't just fight big ones. They also put out smaller blazes as well.
We're out the majority of July through October, usually.
Shoemaker's fought a lot of fires, around 100, he guesses. But this fire, it's different.
It was worse than I expected by far. And that's when I kind of, you know, everybody kind of just got quiet on the bus and just was looking out the window like, wow.
These wildfires have strained California's resources. Some incarcerated firefighters are working 48, even 72-hour shifts. Shoemaker tells me that sometimes you can find a moment to lie down out in the backcountry. And if you do, a good tip is to bury a few hot coals underneath the ground where you're sleeping, because it gets surprisingly cold. But both Solomon Shoemaker and Michael Drabom say it's worth it. Here's Drabom.
A couple was driving by and they stopped and the guy rolled the window down and he just started thanking us. And it wasn't 5 seconds, he was crying. You know, this guy was probably in his 50s or 60s, and I don't know what he lost or what he was possibly getting ready to lose, but he cried, you know, and he thanked us and he drove off.
When he gets out of prison in a few months, Drabom's considering becoming a firefighter full time. But for now, he's going back to his tent to get some sleep before heading out for another 24 hours of fighting the flames. In Santa Rosa, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.